Welcome and Saba blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on other devices and later recorded, Saba blessing, dear ones, on this beautiful sunny Sabbath on my neck of the wood. I just hope that y'all have wonderful weather as well. Testing, testing, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. On this Sabbath, July 22nd, 2023. This is our lesson 387, chapter 77, entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall. This is our part 8. I hope and pray if one can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to ask our dear brother once more to bless us with the Tiny Tots theme song. It's a hymn. His heart to the shepherd, voice I hear, also known as Bring Them In.
Hark, 'tis the shepherd's voice I hear, out in the desert dark and drear, calling the sheep who've gone astray, far from the shepherd's fold away. Bring them in. Bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Who'll go and help this shepherd kind, help him the wandering ones to find? Who'll bring them back into the fold, where they'll be sheltered from the cold? Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Out in the desert, hear their cry. Out on the mountains, wild and high. Hark, 'tis the Master speaks to thee. Go find my sheep where'er they be. Bring them in, bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. If any one of the little tiny tots, by the help of parents or elder sibling, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for this morning. Please protect us. Please protect the Sabbath day and keep it holy. This day shall thy labor in the seventh day of the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect. Everyone, this is the Sabbath day. Thank you for the day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
It's story time, little ones. Let's have our listening ears, for our dear brother will be able to share with us part 3 of chapter 13, entitled Riding into Jerusalem from the Story of Jesus.
The Bible verse for our lessons are taken from the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 38, HAV. Saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. I don't recognize that as King James, but I'm going to have to accept it for now. And some of the Pharisees among the multitude said to him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. Tell them to stop this. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. You see, Jesus was to be announced as their Messiah on that day. And if the people hadn't done it, nature would have done it. God would have spoken through the stones. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now are they hid from thine eyes. Next slide, please. Many Pharisees witnessed this scene and were displeased. They felt that they were losing the control of the people. Isn't that what leaders always want? Control of people? With all their authority, they tried to silence the people, not them, the people. But their threats and appeals only increased the enthusiasm. Finding that they could not control the people, they pressed through the crowd where Jesus was and said to him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And looking at this scripture, I'm surprised that they use the term master. It's one that they didn't say, Hey, you, tell your followers to stop. But they called him master. Jesus said, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out, Luke 19:39 and 40. This scene of triumph was of God's own appointing. It had been foretold by the prophets, and no earthly power could stop it. The work of God will go on, will ever go forward, in spite of all that men may do to hinder it or to tear it down. Next slide, please. In the blink of an eye, you change it, and I missed it until I started looking at the text again. A procession came to the brow of the hill, or up the top of the hill, overlooking Jerusalem. The full splendor of the city met their view. The vast multitude hushed their shouts, spellbound by the sudden vision of beauty. All eyes turned upon the Savior, expecting to see in his countenance the admiration which they themselves felt. Jesus halted, and the crowd, and a cloud of sorrow gathered upon his countenance. And the multitude were astonished to see him burst into an agony of weeping. Those who surrounded the Savior could not understand his grief. But they wept, but he wept for the city that was doomed. That comes from The Story of Jesus by Ellen White, page 86.
Amen. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson entitled Riding into Jerusalem, part three, in our tiny talk lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place, dear one, July the 29th, 2023. Dear ones, it's time for us to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. This is our 41st of our water topic, the water of life, and our dear brother, Josh, will share.
So, blessings, everyone. And here's today's lesson, concerning water. The wildlife part, 41st of our Bible verse, is taken from the book of John chapter 1 in the King James Version. And it is lesson 12, Peter, John, and the other disciples. In verses 35 to 39 says, again, the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, what seek ye? They said to him, Rabbi, which is to say, be interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. Looking through nature, Earth, the whole time we'll be learning about oceans. And today's lesson is about number one, oceans. And the other lessons following afterward, the importance of oceans, life in the oceans, oceans move, land at the bottom of the sea, and exploring the ocean and the music of the sea. And here's the memory verse for the first lesson, oceans. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Isaiah 43:1. And the character quality of the story is helpfulness. Helpfulness is to aid or assist another as if we were helping Jesus, thereby promote a person's usefulness. Okay. Nature, what are oceans? What are oceans? They are great bodies, these of water that cover about 70% of the Earth. Oceans are called seas in the Bible, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of waters called he seas, Genesis 1:10. The ocean is like a darkly sparkling robe which God made to clothe anew the low places of the earth. This flowing garment can remind us how God covers the low, sinful areas of a repentant person's life with his robe of righteousness. In the language of today, the word sea means a body of salt water, not as large as an ocean, and often nearly surrounded by land. Seas are a part of the great ocean that cover almost 3/4 of the earth. In Revelation 17:15, we find that seas also represent peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. The disciples who followed Jesus were part of the great sea of humanity, and yet they were moved by an irresistible impulse as they were drawn to the Son of God. It can remind us how some of the water of the sea is drawn upward toward the sun. These souls respond to his grace. Grace uplifts us even as vapor is lifted up from the sea. Grace is a silent power. When this grace was working on the hearts of the disciples, they were awed and silent. Most of the water on the earth, 97%, is found in the oceans. What sort of water is it? It is different than the water found in lakes and rivers in that it is seasoned with salt. Why do you think God will put salt in the ocean water? The salt is a kind of preservative. Seawater is thus kept from many of the unwholesome changes common to other water. The salt is the seawater. The salt in the seawater is an object lesson about the reason God wants Christians scattered abundantly throughout the sea of humanity. Ye are the salt of the earth. We are to help preserve others from the corrupting changes of sin in this life. The salt in the ocean also helps to prevent the water from being frozen, except in the very coldest areas of the earth. This makes ocean travel possible year-round. Oceans are helpful to man. They provide food, energy, and minerals. Ships use them for a way to transport materials from one continent to another. The most important thing the oceans do is keep the earth's climate healthful. They do this by moderating the air temperatures and supplying moisture for rain. See Psalm 135:7. The ocean itself of the source of all our springs and fountains receives the streams from every land, but takes to give. The mists ascending from its bosom fall in showers so water the earth that it may bring forth and bud. The Desire of Ages, page 21. The bottom of an ocean is very interesting. There are huge plains, long mountain chains, volcanoes, and deep valleys on the floor of an ocean. You cannot tell by looking at the surface of the ocean what it looks like underneath. This reminds how it is impossible for us to tell the motives of another person. Only God can read the heart. He could see the inner character of the men he called to be his disciples. Each one was different. They could each be used in special ways to help in Jesus in his work of giving the gospel. The seas vary in color. The color depends somewhat on what is on the floor of the sea. For example, a bottom of white sand can give a grayish or apple green color to the water if it is not very deep water. Rocks on the bottom give the sea a deeper color. Colored animal and plant life also give the sea water a particular tint. Even weather conditions influence the color of the water. When the sea is stirred up, it can take on a more brownish-green color. This reminds us of Isaiah 57:20. The wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. Just as there are many factors that influence the color of the seas, so there are many things that affect the overall character of a person's life. Each day, many conditions change in life and different character qualities are reflected. At sunset, the surface of the sea is lighted up with glorious colors. It reminds us how God's beautiful character can be reflected from common people like the disciples were. An ocean is a very interesting place. Scientists who study the ocean secrets are called oceanographers. They study how the ocean moves, they investigate creatures living in the sea, and the shape of the ocean floor. The great ocean obeys God's commands as the disciples obey the call to follow Jesus and help him. And here reinforce the activities to do to help you remember the lesson. 1, observe water. 2, find pictures of oceans to pull on the bulletin board. 3, if possible, visit the ocean. 4, look at the oceans of the world on a globe or a map. 5, hold a seashell up to your ear and hear what that sounds like, the roaring of the ocean. You can do that next time you go to the beach. 6, sing the hymn this week, out on an ocean all boundless we ride, if you know the song. If you don't, you're free to learn it. 7, for individual activity stories and poems, use the booklet entitled Children's Bible Activity Book for this quarter. Say your memory verse. And remind things you do while you remember the lesson. As you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. 2, when father or mother calls for help, respond at once, as the disciples did. A remarkable parent group. We were in a beautiful boat, tossed at the mercy of the ever-restless waves, but there was an unseen power holding a steady grasp upon the waters. God alone has power to keep them within their appointed boundaries. He can hold the waters as in the hollow of his hand. The deep will obey the voice of its creator. Hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed. 4 Testimonies, page 287. It's time to share your nature walk experience, dear ones. Today's photo is a scene from the eastern side of the Sierras from our dear sister Joan. And today we're sharing various flowers shared from our dear sister Michelle's beautiful garden of our nature experiences. On the left, there's are ketchup and mustard roses. In the middle are it's a hydrangea bush. And on the right is a purple white iris. And below says, every flower is an expression of the love of God. Lyric 24:1899. Flower garlands often arranged in beds. There are little companies of flowers, like the disciples were part of Jesus' company. And in these pictures, we are also sharing our dear sister Suicia's garden with her little one's plant update progress.
Praise the Lord. We are going to give a chance for our dear family to be able to share the picture that everyone sees concerning the garden. If you would like to share this, sister, may you unmute your mic.
Yes, this is my garden, my garden box, I should say. One section of it where I have in here just mostly peppers, various different types of peppers. Bell peppers, hot peppers, sweet peppers. And then in the buckets, I have basil, bitter melon, rosemary, more pepper trees, scallions, eggplants, and the buckets that are aligned there, and mint, because I love the mint. The children love minty as well. So this is just one section of our garden. There's another section that I don't think I shared pictures for, but these are some of the peppers that it's yielding thus far. Bell peppers, the one that has the red in it is the Cubanel peppers, and they are new to my garden this year, but they've been wonderful thus far. And this, I just had an experience with this, so I'll let this butterfly, this particular, I think it's the same one, this butterfly that was so nicely pictured here that it allowed me to picture it, it seemingly comes back every summer, to my home, but while I was out watering and just doing a quick walk through the garden, I ran into this caterpillar. I freaked out a little bit at first sight, and then I went back. So I'm going to let Haley and Emma give a little bit of what we did with the caterpillar. So, Emma?
This summer, me and Haley and Daddy and me, we built a little house for it. Pick some leaves for him to have nice dinner, breakfast, lunch, desserts.
So we saw the caterpillar there, and as you can see, it's eating my leaves. So go ahead, Haley. You want to add something?
It was eating all mommy's leaves, so now we made a house for it, and then we gave it some leaves every day, and every day he finished all his leaves. So right now he's taking a nap.
So we basically, I was afraid of keeping the caterpillar on the leaf because I felt like it was going to continue to eat away all at the eggplant leaves. So my husband, when he came home, he basically worked with Haley, mainly Haley, because Emma was a little bit afraid of it, to make a house for the caterpillar. And in there, so we're hoping that we'll have the experience of nurturing the caterpillar so that it could go through these phases that you see on the screen, where it goes from the caterpillar to a chrysalis and then into a butterfly. We have it inside and we've been giving it leaves. We've been trying to take care of it. So more to come on what happens with the butterfly.
And today he ate all his leaves, but he's still on with some leaves. So we've been letting him do what he's gonna do because Haley thought, mommy thought that it was too scary to touch.
Yeah, but, I didn't touch it. My husband took care of it, so, but thank you. Next slide, please. Hey.
Mm-hmm. And share a mushroom research from our dear sister families in nature walk. Mushroom now. Mushroom is the common name of numerous cryptogamian plants of the natural order of fungi. Some of them are esculent, others poisonous. Mushrooms grow on dung hills and in most rich ground and often spring up in a short time. The origin of man and the view of the atheist is the same with that of a mushroom. And the second definition is an upstart, one that rises suddenly from a low condition in life. And also a mushroom stone. Now, a mushroom stone is a fossil or stone that produces mushrooms, the linkurius. The lesson that we can take from mushrooms or fungus and fungi says here, is on disease like this organisms that fungus roots. It is the idle mind that is Satan's workshop. Let the mind be directed to high and holy ideals. Let the life have a noble aim, absorbing purpose, and evil finds little foothold. Education, page 189, paragraph 5. Let the youth then be taught to give close study to the word of God. Receive into the soul, it will prove a mighty barricade against temptation. Thy word, the psalmist declares, have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. By the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Psalm 119:11-17:4. Education, page 190, paragraph 1. And over here, I share an animal seen by brethren for this week's nature experience.
So this summer, we took a vacation to the pond near, you're taking a nature walk at the pond. So this summer, we took pictures of the water and we saw some fishes.
So here, these pictures are from the upper Delaware Scenic Byway. This area is a huge tourist attraction, and it's usually more beautiful in the fall, where all of this green is actually, the fall foliage. We took a drive outside of New York and just went upstate for a little bit. And so we just took some time here. The kids were able to go and put their foot in the water. And as they were doing that, there were the little fishies that were swimming by. And we were able to stop and take some pictures from the highway area. We're hoping to go back and see it when the fall foliage. We passed by it before in the fall, but didn't get time to take the picture. But this was really cool. We just took some time and just went for a drive, and it was really, really nice to be able to experience this. It was really, really beautiful.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear Remnant family, we have so many brothers and sisters and their children. If you would like to be able to also share your nature walk, we are going to schedule one family at a time because we are limited on the PowerPoint slide. But every family that would like to share, we will be able to show both the pictures and the experience. Every Sabbath that we may have, we will dedicate it to one particular family that they can be able to share, and everyone can see what the Lord has blessed the family through nature. Welcome to all of the Remnant family coming in. And remember, little ones, Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wonder ones to Jesus. Our opening song is a hymn of the theme of our study, entitled Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, also found in 290. If you would like to be able to share the hymn, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's a light for no God the same. A life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. O'er us in no more have dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dark. His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is any one of the little ones, Mommy Sadari, so our elder sibling, or even our guests, would like to open a family meeting with prayer? May your mutual minds do so, dear one.
God blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for making this effort this morning. And please protect us. Please protect me. And please protect everybody that I know. And please protect the Sabbath word I'm about to learn. And please protect everybody that's here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 9, and it reads, Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oils of gladness above thy fellows. This Sabbath boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, and those are listening in other devices, we will continue with part 8 of our lesson entitled, In Pilate's judgment hall, in our study book, The Desire of Ages, if anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take one of the verses, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Mark chapter 15, verse 12, King James Version. And Pilate answered and said again, Amen. Until them, what will the key be then that I shall do unto him? One whom ye call the King of the
Jews. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Mark, chapter 15.
Mark, chapter 15.
Verse 13.
Mark, chapter 15, verse
13.
13. King James Version.
What's this word?
And
meet. Mm-hmm. They
cried
out
again,
crucify him.
Amen.
Mark chapter 15, verse 14, King James Version. Then Pilate said unto them, Why? What evil had he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, Crucify him.
Mark 15:15. And so Pilate, willing to content and the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus, and he had scourged him to be crucified.
Mark 15:16. And the soldiers led him away unto the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band.
Mark 15:17. And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head.
Father, bless you, everyone. Mark 15:18. And salute him, hail the King of the Jews. 15:20. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him. They took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him.
Today, dear ones, we will cover pages 733 through 735. Welcome to all the blessed, the Dear Remnant family that are coming in. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 733. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
Seventh blessed, everyone. Pilate was troubled. He had not thought it would come to that. He shrank from delivering an innocent man to the most ignominious and cruel death that could be inflicted. After the roar of voices had ceased, he turned to the people saying, Why? What evil hath he done? But the case had gone too far for argument. It was not evident for Christ's innocence that they wanted, but his condemnation. I'm sorry. Still Pilate endeavored to save him. He said unto them the third time, Why? What evil hath he done? have found no cause of death in him. I would therefore chastise him and let him go. But the very mention of his release stirred the people to a tenfold frenzy. Crucify him, crucify him, they cried. Louder and louder swelled the storm that Pilate's indecision had called for. Desire of Ages, 7:33, paragraph 4.
Continuing the reading. Jesus was taken, faint with weariness, and covered with wounds, and scourged in the sight of the multitude. And the soldiers led him away into the hall, called, Praetorium. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band, and they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it upon his head and began to salute him, Hail, King of the Jews. And continue on the next slide, please. And they did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. Occasionally, some wicked hand snatched a reed that had been placed in his hand and struck the crown upon his brow, forcing the thorns into his temples and sending the blood trickling down his face and beard. The Desire of Ages, page 734, paragraph 1.
Amen. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 13 through 15, King James Margin, taken from the scripture song singer, Peaceful Rest, from the Memory Verse CD. Still in the Desire Ages, page 734. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 734. Wonder, O heavens, and be astonished, O earth. Behold the oppressor and the oppressed, a maddened throng enclose the Savior of the world, mocking and jeering are mingled with the court oaths of blasphemy. His lowly birth and humble life are commented upon by the unfeeling mob. His claim to be the Son of God is ridiculed, and the vulgar jest and insulting sneer are passed from lip to lip. Dire of Ages, page 734, paragraph 2.
The Desire of Ages, page 734. Satan led the cruel mob in its abuse of the Savior. It was his purpose to provoke him to retaliation if possible, or to drive him to perform a miracle to release himself and thus break up the plan of salvation. One stain upon his human life, one failure of his humanity to endure the terrible test. Next slide, please. Continue.
Go ahead.
And the Lamb of God would have been an imperfect offering, and the redemption of man a failure. But he who by a command could bring the heavenly host to his aid, he who could have driven that mob in terror from his sight by the flashing forth of his divine majesty, submitted with perfect calmness to the coarsest insult and outrage. Desire of Ages, page 734, paragraph 3.
Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Let's learn another beautiful song together, dear ones. And this one was taken from also the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 through 4. But this section is taken from the Desire of All Ages, volume 2, memory verse CD.
Behold my servant to my abode. Behold my name that in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Behold my servant whom I shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the streets. I have put my spirit upon him, a bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking path shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the
praise the Lord. Before we continue, I believe someone had their hand up. Would you like to get on the mic? This there is a new one. I'm just getting to know. My sister said there is something on my page. I'm just going to leave it by God's grace. Who would like to take the next paragraph, dear ones?
Continuing on Desire of Ages, page 734. Christ's enemies had demanded a miracle and evidence of his divinity. They had evidence far greater than any they had sought. as their cruelty degraded his tortured below humanity into a likeness of Satan, so did his meekness and patience exalt Jesus above humanity. Next slide, please.
The desire of age, page 734, continuing, and prove his kinship to God. His abasement was the pledge of his exaltation, the blood drops of agony that from his wounded temples flowed down his face and beard, where the pledge is anointed with the oil of gladness. Hebrews 1:9, as our great high priest. Desire of Ages, page 734, paragraph 4. On the side on the bottom says, Hebrews 1 verse 9, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And on the right says oil of gladness.
Satan's rage was great as he saw that all the abuse inflicted upon the Savior had not forced the least murmur from his lips. Although he had taken upon him the nature of man, he was sustained by a godlike fortitude and departed in no particular from the will of his Father. Desire of Ages 735, 1.
Amen. So let us learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Margin, taken in the section of the scripture song singer, and the Living Word memory verse CD. Dear ones, we are going to retain our question for next Sabbath review that will be taking place next Sabbath. So if you have any question besides this part A or any of the first all the way to the seventh, if it needs research, you can be able to send it beforehand. We would like to be able to close our meeting with prayer, dear ones. May you unmute your mic.
May we bow our heads on our knees. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. As we review the lessons of your experience that you went through and has taken for us, it's a very solemn lesson for Jesus. Thank you for your great sacrifice. As we continue today, we pray and hope that we can continue to get all the blessings that you have in store for us. Thank you for the participation of the little ones. Thank you for their parents as well. Be with all of us. Bless and keep us. Be with the speaker in the next section of our lessons, I pray. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to continue with our part two review of our chapter 77 entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall, Part 8. And that will take place, dear ones, July 29, 2023. I remember in my studies, Sister White was saying that in the last days, especially in time of trouble, it is a very good lesson to be able to study Christ's experience in Calvary. As you behold and see all the things that he had to go through, it makes us also realize that the sacrifices that we have today, it is but nothing. And just looking towards what he has done for us, we will be glorifying God even in our trials and tribulation. And just keeping this particular scripture and quote, Psalms 34:8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. And from Step to Christ, page 111, paragraph 3, there is an evident that is open to all, the most highly educated and the most illiterate. The evidence of experience, God invites us to prove for ourselves the reality of his word, the truth of his promises. He bids us taste and see that the Lord is good, taken from Psalms 34:8. Instead of depending upon the word of others, we are to taste for ourselves. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.